This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Realizing the vital importance of the Ogallala Aquifer to the High Plains, the Natural Resources Conservation Service launched the Ogallala Aquifer Initiative to help producers address water quality and quantity issues.
We just kind of wrapped up our third year of the initiative.
Chad Volkman is Aquifer Initiative Coordinator for Kansas. Playa Lakes recharge the aquifer, and because of that, NRCS provides ways through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program for producers to rehabilitate playas in cropland.
That's an option that's available through the Ogallala Aquifer Initiative. We have several practices that are available for wetland restoration, wetland creation, and wetland enhancement.
Brad Sonkson is NRCS Assistant Nebraska State Conservationist for Programs. He explains what's available.
We have an opportunity with the Ogallala Initiative to restore some of those degraded playa wetlands, which over the years have been degraded due to some of the irrigation and some of the farming practices.
Besides the Ogallala Aquifer Initiative, NRCS can help landowners rehabilitate playas through a couple of other programs. One of them, says Sonkson, is the Conservation Reserve Program.
CRP is well known and has been around for a long time. It has been a very popular program.
CRP's purpose is to remove highly erodible cropland from production. Take it out of production over a 10 or 15-year contract and cede the land back to a native landscape of grasses and forbs.
CRP is divided into two different aspects. There's the general CRP, which generally has a sign-up once a year. Then there's a continuous CRP program, which has run on a continuous sign-up basis.
General CRP is a whole field solution. Continuous CRP often is a solution for smaller plots, maybe a treatment for the corners of center pivot fields, or for treatment of playa lakes in fields under production of 80 acres or less. NRCS offers yet one more program for rehabilitating playas, perhaps not as well known in the drier western part of the High Plains. This program is the Wetlands Reserve Program,
which would offer easement payments either on a permanent basis or a 30-year basis. The advantage of the Wetland Reserve Program would be the government will pay 100% of the cost of the restoration work, and then in addition to giving the payments for the easements over a long term. For those producers who may have some concerns with long-term crop production, WRP would be a good option.
Participation in any of these USDA programs starts with a management planning process. First is the collection of information about the land and the analyzation of what's there and what needs to be improved. Next, NRCS formulates a plan and alternatives to that plan. These land management plans are laid out for the producer to consider. Once a decision is made on how to proceed, a plan is implemented and is reevaluated as time goes on. This planning process takes time, and sometimes a program's window of opportunity for sign-up is short. It's important to start that planning process by visiting the local NRCS office and express an interest in participating in a conservation program in order to get the planning process started. Learn more about opportunities to rehab playa lakes and help conserve water through NRCS programs and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains, made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service of the USDA. On the web at Playa Country, PLAYA, playacountry.org.